Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Get it? The Burt Show.
So I think we probably have all been to kids' parties where it's just so over the top, where you're like doing the checklist in your head on how much this must have cost for a freaking 2-year-old, right?
Yeah, and I just celebrated my daughter's 4th birthday, and she has never really had a real birthday party because of COVID, and she didn't start school and all this. So this was her first birthday party. So we wanted to go bigger, but not crazy over the top. It is just some things that happened and some poor planning on my part that I paid the stupid tax, which is where you have to pay extra because you were stupid and you didn't plan in advance.
For shipping and expediting and
yes,
things of that nature.
Yes, exactly. You know, like, and so I had, we have a backyard and there's a creek next to it. So I'm worried about the creek and the kids falling into it. So we put up a makeshift fence. So we had to buy that. And then the original baker I was talking to ghosted on me.
What?
Yes. Yeah, ghosted on some unicorn cake pops. And I made the dumb mom move of promising my kids something.
Yeah, they never forget, right?
No.
Dang it.
She's like, all she wanted was a cake and cake pops. She wanted both at her party because she likes them. And I said, you will have those. And then like 2 days before the event, baker's not emailing me back, not answering my calls. And I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to have to go to every Starbucks in the area and buy birthday cake pops.
And do you have the type of kids that just do not forget? Once they get something stuck in their head, it's like the only thing they can focus on.
I think she would have been fine. Like, she would remember it. She's brought it up multiple times before the party. I think she would have been fine day of, but I would have felt guilty. Like, it's the one thing you asked for, and I couldn't do that for you.
And it's the one thing they remember in therapy. Like, you're a great yes. mom for 30 years. The one thing they remember is like, you promised me unicorn cupcakes!
You break your promises, mom, you know? And so, luckily, I found, thanks to listeners on Instagram, this wonderful baker named Poppy and Sugar, who turned it around for me, like, basically the night before, and drove in from where you used to live, Bert Schwanee, to Sandy Springs to bring them to, like, saved the day. They were so cute. So thank you, Poppy and Sugar. But when I'm adding everything up, like all the Instacart orders, because I kept forgetting things, and I think I did 8 Instacart orders that day, getting like alcohol delivered for the adults, juice boxes for kids, ice. Oops, I did a whole order for ice for the coolers. It's an insane amount for a 4-year-old and way more than I wanted to spend.
What do we got?
$700, which I think there have been birthday parties with a lot more. For me, that is a gross number and it makes me feel sick, but I'm like, it is my child's first big birthday party. We had a bounce house. It was good. All it right. went great.
Before you even go on, let me ask this question. 1-855-BIRCHOW. Let's make Cassie feel better about her $700. Okay, you're not proud of it, but how much did you spend on your kid's birthday party? 1-855-BIRCHOW.
And I would also like to know if your spouse knows how much you spent, because my spouse does not.
Really? Until now.
You're not listening. But I'm like, it's a conversation I don't want to have, because I know a lot of it was like, I should have thought out all the menu items beforehand. I bought food also that didn't get eaten. You just overbuy and you overspend, and sometimes that happens. And it was a good party, but I mean, the cake pops, I felt so guilty. I'm a big tipper, so I tipped a really big way, like a lot to thank her for coming out. She charged a very reasonable price, but I ended up spending like $100 for 12 cake pops.
Yeah.
That sort of thing. And, you know, it's one of those panic moments where you're like, my kid has to have a perfect birthday, because if it doesn't go well, there's going to be a meltdown, except there's not. But in my head, there's going to be a meltdown. And also, you're performing for other parents.
I don't know what the number is, but I can assure you, when my kids were growing up, that my ex-wife tripled that each year, more than tripled
really?
That each year. Yeah, she came from a family that they did birthdays big, and I did not. So I didn't even want to see the receipts, but I was so anti these big parties for like two-year-olds and three-year-olds and four-year-olds. And then I turn around, and one year we have a monster truck there that who knows how much that one cost. We had a Batman and Batman and Batwoman party one year that must have been in the thousands. Another baseball party with, I mean, she had like Freddie Freeman showing up.
Okay, so my 700 is small potatoes then.
I think probably so. Let's see what we got here. All right, good morning, Caroline. You're not proud of it. Cassie's all stressed out about $700 on a birthday party. What'd you spend?
Hey guys, good morning.
Good morning.
I spent $1,000 on my son's very first birthday.
His first
one that they never. And we have to admit, because I've splurged on both both birthdays I've had from my son thus far. It's for us. It's not for him.
Yes,
yeah,
for
I mean sure. Absolutely, 100%.
No, well, this one was definitely for Hazel. She loved that bounce house. I didn't get it.
All right, so we'll start with $1,000 here. We can do way better than that. 1-855 Birchell. Good morning, Shelby. Hello. How much did you spend on the first birthday?
I spent $1,800.
Why in God's name would you do that?
What did you spend? Like, what is that skit spent on?
So, background, I am a luxury event planner. So, I would say that I have elevated taste, and I validate that this is not normal. Oh, that's my kid in the background. I did a bounce house, a kids' picnic setup, a photographer, a cake for the adults, a smash cake for her, a big spread of food. So, yeah, that's about it.
So when you spend $1,800 on the first birthday, is the mentality like, okay, we spent $1,800 the first year, we won't spend that much next year, or do you keep elevating every year?
I don't think I keep elevating. I would assume I'm going to remain consistent.
Self-awareness is important. I appreciate that.
Not me. We're going back to her second birthday, which was cupcakes by a playground in a park.
Amen. Yeah. It's the Burt Show.
Get it? The Burt Show.